Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
John.
Hello.
Hey, Meredith.
Yes, hi.
John.
Yes.
John with Local Splash, sir. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm good. How was your weekend?
not too bad. Just a little busy.
Busy's good, though, right? All right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Meredith, I was giving you a call. I spoke with Ollie. He mentioned that we were good to get things going for you, and just before we start anything, I just wanted to make sure to see if you had any questions on things.
Oh, I guess the question I had is lead-up time. Like, how long does it take once we start, how long does it take for it to kind of start seeing results? Or not to see results, because I know that varies, but to have the account completely set up, I guess.
Oh, okay. So the very first thing is, I mean, if we're getting things set up right now, it takes 10 to 12 minutes here. But what I would do is set up a technician call. We could do as early as tomorrow. You could have it set up with you or with Ollie if she has more experience as far as the Google side of things. That way they can go over the keywords a little more in depth, areas, you know, things like that. Also website, Facebook ads, you know, they can go over that with her. But getting that all set up, that's all it is there.
Hey.
Okay,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. As far as actually placement on Google, getting it on the first page and everything like that, so I'm going to go over that with you for right now. So our timeline breakdown is like this. Your dashboard, which is your tracking system, and all of your directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and all that, that gets done in the first 5 to 7 days. We move very quickly. Website and your Facebook ads, we get that done in the first 7 to 14 days. Okay. Now, getting your listing up on that first page of Google for all those keywords and consistently staying there, our average is 30 to 45 days with customers that don't have any web presence. You guys already have a few web presence and directories, so I'm pretty sure it might work a lot more smoother for you, especially with Ali knowing what, you know, a lot more about this whole breakdown and everything like that. But I just want to make sure we're transparent with you on that, okay?
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I just wanted to know.
No problem. Hey, the more you know, the better. Knowledge is power, right?
Right.
So, yes, sir. Okay, so far as the phone number for us to contact you on, though, if you need anything like that, would you like us to call you, though, or would you like us to contact Ali, or would you like to go about that?
I guess, that's kind of tricky because,
right?
I guess calling me is probably good, I guess. And then if it's something that I need her for, I will call her, I guess.
Okay. So we'll reach out to you first and then secondary her. Would this be the phone number
can
for
I give you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, probably not. The number that you call should be our business number, business listing number, but my personal cell phone is different, so I can give you that number if you like.
Yes. Okay. So I have so many numbers, so I don't want to get confused here. So, what's your cell phone number then? Yeah.
My cell phone is 804-572-1588.
Okay. And then I'm going to change that there. Boom. And then this part's for Google, so we'll come back to the phone numbers. Don't worry, I won't forget. I have the business name as Gold Key Commercial Services. The address I have is 2701 Sandy Lane, obviously in Richmond, 23223. Is that correct?
That's correct. And in fact, I'm not sure if it matters, but it's an LLC. I don't know if it needs to be at the end or not. Okay.
Yeah, I'd rather play safe than sorry, man. Google is very strict about a lot of things here. So the next part is, before I forget here, is tomorrow, do you have an hour availability or to talk with our team to go over a website and everything like that?
Yeah, tomorrow I should, actually tomorrow's my light day, so I should be able to talk tomorrow.
Okay. Wait, earlier work better for you then?
Oh, no. Today, oh, my goodness. Today was a 6 o'clock. I already missed it. Okay. Sorry about that. That was really unrelated.
Okay.
Incompetence back there.
No.
All right. Yeah. I just saw my first squatted truck. Crazy looking. Yeah, gross. All right, sorry about that again. All right. Clearly off duty hours here. I'm just rambling away.
All good.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. What was your question?
Yeah, we could do early morning or like I said, for like not too early, maybe like 10 or 11 a.m. Or I could, later the better. I could do it as late as 6 to 7. So completely up to you.
Let's see. You said you can. So those are the times: 10 or 11 or 6 to 7.
I'm saying that's the latest time, 6 to 7 p.m. But the earliest I can do is from like well, that one just fell off. So from 11 to noon, I can do.
Okay. Can we try maybe you said 11 to noon? Yeah, we'll do that because that way I can get Ali on the call most likely. And then we'll get like three-way or something. Or I can at least call her. I'll call her ahead of time in the morning and see if, I can get her general, like what she wants to do sort of thing. And then from there, if I need any help, I'll just call her again.
Sure. And if you'd like to, I mean, if they call and it's too busy or, you need to reschedule, just please communicate with our team and let them know. They'll be happy to accommodate for that. Or if you want them to contact her afterwards, they can do that as well. I'm going to put her as an authorized user on here. So now I remember I'm horrible with memory on this. Was it Farty Ozzy? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Fardia. Oh, man. Fardia.
The same thing.
All right. Oh, my gosh. Honestly, I cannot believe I remembered that. I remember Ozzy, but that was it.
Yeah. All right. Now you did this, yeah.
Cool. All right. And then far as I'm going to send you an email right now, and that's the Google invite, and that way you actually have the secondary contact from me. All you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit our team is going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? So give me two seconds here. And it's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com, okay? And I'm sending it to the mconyersjr@gmail.com. Is that a good email to send it to?
Yes, that's a good email.
Perfect. Okay, I'm sending it right now. And it's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got it.
Oh, 1 second. I'm driving a little bit.
Oh, here take your time. Take your time. Yeah. Drive safe. That safety's first. Fill out a few things here too.
Yeah, I got it. J-E-S-A-S-E-U-J-S-E-U.
Perfect. All right. And again, all you need to do is hit yes in there. It's like yes, no, maybe, something like that. Just hit yes.
Okay.
All right. Next part here is, let's see here, hours of operations. How would you like to be found on Google? Like Monday through Friday or 24/7? What do you think?
Yeah, I'll do 24/7. I don't know. Is there an option for like Monday through Friday and then emergency services?
1000%. Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll do that then.
All right, Monday through Friday. What time would you like to put for that though?
We'll do 8 to 6.
Okay, 8 to 6 p.m. And then 24/7 emergency only.
Yeah.
How? And then, as far as your service radius, again, this package goes about 50-mile radius. Would you like to put it all 50 miles, or would you like to hit only specific areas, or what do you think?
Yeah, not 50 miles. You said it's a radius, so does it have a start point or a start? Like,
yeah,
where is it starting at?
Your pinpoint would be from your address, the 2701 Fanny Lane.
Okay. Yeah, I guess probably 25, 30 miles.
Okay. And again, it's not like you're married right now.
Yeah, I ended up getting these folks to call me out 100 miles to come and change blinds or something like that, or whatever, you know, simple thing. I just, you know, I hate doing it. Or just the estimates itself.
No, it's got to be worth it.
You're competing with all these local folks. And
yeah, no thanks. All right. So
yeah.
I'll put it for 30 miles. Again, if you ever need to change it, you let us know, okay? We'll go ahead and do that for you.
Okay.
All right. And then also I have here as important reminders. Now, your business is licensed and insured, correct? I remember asking.
Correct.
Sorry. Okay. And then how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only, or do you check or Zelle or anything like that?
Yes, cash, check, Zelle. Yeah, all of that. Sure.
Okay.
We're working on a credit card acceptance, but we haven't figured out which company we're going to use yet. I guess if we get a big enough client that needs it, then we'll just pick one that, you know, then. But usually they don't want to use, nobody's really using a lot of credit cards right now.
That's true. Very true. Yeah. All right. Well, if you do it in the future, again, you can always add it yourself, but I'll put it this way. Utilize our team, okay? Now, this next part, I'm going to send an email. You don't have to do it right now, but it's just to make sure your Google business profile gets verified through Google and they know that you're a real person, have a real business. They do ask for sometimes by a PIN number verification, or they'll send an email saying, hey, we need a picture of a tool, something like that. We know exactly what they'll be asking for, which things. We just don't know which one they'll ask for. Maybe they ask for all of it. Maybe they ask for one or two. However the case, I'm going to send this to you so that way you're prepared for that, okay? So.
Okay.
Sending that now. And then, boom. Let's go over just a fair number of services that you provide. That way I can send it to our team now. They're not starting from scratch when they talk to you guys tomorrow. They know how to help you guys and what to do from there. You can add more if you need to, obviously.
Okay.
But let's go over as far as, you know, all the services as much as you can right now that I can add in here for now. What do you got?
Okay. So we got, starting small, we got handyman. We're trying to stay doing, like, maintenance and repair services commercially. Tree services, landscaping, if you need, like, specifics, like, I guess it would be, like, we like down tree removal, you know, tree trimming, tree removal, that sort of thing. After storm cleanup is what they call it, I guess, too.
Yeah.
Insurance work as far as that is concerned. But we are general contractors, so we do flooring, light plumbing, light electrical. You know, pretty much everything. I'm gonna have to let you go right now. Unfortunately, I'm just pulling up to a spot, and I'm supposed to be not doing business stuff right now. So if I could give you a call back, or I guess I'll talk to them in the morning.
Well,
tomorrow.
Here's the thing, I can finish everything up here, but the only thing is I do need to have a payment before I have the technician call. That was the only rule. I can't bend over here on that. If that's all right with you, then that's okay.
I just left my house. I'm not even in front of any of the proper cards, I guess, to do that. If you could Can you call me back tomorrow and then
we'll have to. How about this? I'll call you. What time works for you tomorrow?
Just call me early tomorrow so we can get that part out of the way and go to the next day.
Okay. I have to apologize. I have to cancel this tech call and we'll set it up. I'll try to see if we can set up the same day though, but that way it's just part of the rules, man. I do apologize on that. Okay.
Okay. No big deal. I'm in a rush.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure. All right. Yeah, I got you though. All right, partner. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.